Make this year your best year yet.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning. And during the news, first of all, I screwed up a little bit there and I double-clicked the button. So, sorry, I'm tired, man. I was here until like 9:30, almost 10 o'clock last night. I'm tired. I had a long day yesterday. So I did a little research here during the break because, you know, sometimes stories like what Channel 5 was reporting about Ticketmaster, they make the news media, and then Ticketmaster is like, oh, we made a mistake, and then they go and they fix it. Or it might have been that they were hacked, and you know they go and they fix it. But it's still up there on the website at Ticketmaster.com. I'm going to tell you exactly what it says. It says, important event info. This is the top of the page when you go to buy tickets to the Red Sox-Yankees wildcard series. Yankee Stadium is located in Bronx, New York. Sales to this event will be restricted to residents of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. Residency will be based on credit card billing address. Orders by residents outside New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania will be canceled without notice and refunds given. Like, how? How do you feel like you can do this? And imagine if we did that in Boston. Imagine if that happened. Yankee fans would be going out of their minds. And who sets this policy? Is this Ticketmaster? Is this Yankee Stadium? Like, who sets this policy and who thought that this was a good idea? I don't see why you would do this. What's the point of doing this? Are you afraid of some sort of fight breaking out or something? Wouldn't that just be on you as the venue to have better security? I don't understand it. Are you trying to say, well, you know, we want to give preference to the local folks. They should be able to buy tickets first. But that never happens in any other event. Nobody in a concert, a band doesn't come in to do a concert in a particular city or venue and say, well, but we only want our local fans to go to the show. We don't want our fans that travel around the country to see us come to this show. It's free enterprise, man. Anybody should be able to buy that ticket. Anybody with the money. And sure, these are playoff tickets and it's different and it's limited. But so what? I mean, I guess we've opened the door to this when we said things like, well, it's okay because now they're going to have this pre-sale and that pre-sale and this pre-sale and that pre-sale and this. And you can be in the super level fan tier and then you can be in the regular fan tier and all these different ways. So we've sat by as a society and let this system happen where we say, sure, you can be restrictive about who gets what seats and who gets what tickets. For example, Ariana Grande just announced a short tour, a limited number of shows. And those pre-sale tickets, which was not open to everybody, but the pre-sale tickets, people were going crazy. They were selling out immediately. And it's like people who just wanted to try to go to those shows are never going to get the chance now. Or they're going to have to pay huge, huge sums of money to to get them on the resale market. And that's all this, that's all that this is doing is encouraging that, by the way. This is encouraging the StubHub and SeatGeek and all of those third-party sellers that have accounts in those states to then go buy up those tickets and try to sell them to Red Sox fans and vote, or even Yankee fans that live in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, and say, yeah, you want those tickets? We've got them, and we're going to jack the premium up even more. So this is just absolutely outrageous. And Major League Baseball is okay with this? Major League Baseball has been doing everything it can in recent years to keep fans interested in the product is okay with this? Like, and I'm sure people are going to call in and they're going to say, well, but, you know, there's a good reason for it. And maybe there is, but I still don't think that that reason makes it so that you should be excluding other people from buying the tickets. If I wanted to go to, let's just say I was traveling to, you know, Los Angeles on a day that the Lakers and Warriors were playing a playoff game. I was like, you know what? I'd love to go to that game. I'm going to go to that game. Oh, I can't because, you know, I have a Massachusetts billing address for my credit card. That would just be insane. What if I was, you know, traveling to Toronto and U2 was doing a show in Toronto? I was like, well, I'm going to be in Toronto anyway. They're going to be there. I'm going to go. Or what if I was like, you know what? I've always wanted to go to a concert in Toronto at where they play there? Rogers Center? Which was a really cool venue when I was in Toronto and I drove by it. It looked awesome. Just a cool city overall. So maybe I'm like, all right, I want to go up to Canada and see the show. Nope, can't, sorry. I don't get this. I don't understand it. As the social media people say, make it make sense. So we can talk about that, 508-996-0500. We can talk about whatever else on your mind. Of course, the Cape Air flight yesterday, the first flight to New Bedford to Boston. You can see photos and video from it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And we have our five takeaways from the first flight, five things that we learned about that flight and about that service. And it's really been a mixed bag of reactions online, because on everything we posted, and by the way, I've seen the comments of people said, oh, you're posting a lot about this. Well, listen, it was a big deal. This is a big deal. This is as big of a deal as getting a train. Mayor Mitchell said it in his comments yesterday, like, this shows the viability and the importance of New Bedford, that we are finding different ways to connect it to the capital of the Commonwealth. And so, and also, why shouldn't we have these things? If other cities have them, why shouldn't New Bedford? And as I was saying yesterday, you know, I've seen a lot of people utilizing the train. I know a lot of people that utilize the train. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that utilize these flights. But I've seen the comments run from, oh, I would just save my money and not, I'm not paying that kind of money. Well, you would if you cared about the convenience of it. If you are someone who says, you know what, I'd rather save the money and just drive or have somebody drive me in. Yeah, okay, great. But not everybody has that opportunity. Not everybody wants to go and park their car for a 10-day trip in the garage and pay $500 in parking fees. Now, I know because I've done it. Thankfully, when I went on a 10-day cruise and I was gone, I think a total of 12 days, I was able to fly out of Providence for that one. So I paid, I think, with a coupon and parking in the long-term parking, I think I paid $16 or $18 a day That's still a pretty significant amount of money. Might have been a little bit less with the coupon. But then you've also got to take into account the time spent. And for some people, the most challenging part of travel is getting to the airport and having to go through the TSA screening. I know that's what I'm most worried about because that's the thing you can't control. You can look at Waze and say, I know how long it's going to take me to get to Boston. I know it's normally an hour or whatever to get there, but you know, looking at traffic, it's going to take me an hour and 20 minutes, so I know when I can leave. But you don't know when you get to the airport how long that's going to take. I had a day when I was up against it trying to get to the airport. And I got there, got through screening, went to go buy a water. I was just about ready to get on my flight. They were boarding my flight, and I just stopped to get a water. And I go to pull up my debit card to pay for it, and it's not in my wallet. I had left it in the machine that I used to pay for the luggage. So then I had to go back out and go through TSA again. You know, like things like that are stressful. You don't need to go through that when you're going through it in New Bedford. You're only going through the TSA with at most 8 other people. So it's a breeze to get through. And for some people, convenience is worth every penny. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. When was the last time they had a... Because this is a 3-game playoff, right?
Yes.
When was the last... I don't recall them having one when it was just stayed in one town.
Yeah, it's the first I've ever heard of it, but I also haven't followed baseball in a long time.
Yeah, it's usually been, you know, with Skip, because they're not coming back. They're not going to come back, so that's the end of that. You don't need tickets for Fenway because they're not going to come back. They ain't going to leave New York.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the reason behind it. I don't know if maybe there was something scheduled at Fenway that they weren't. I don't know. That would have been dumb, but
no, they got an all on every playoff.
So they're doing this. They're doing this in all the wild card games.
Yeah,
I don't know. I guess.
Wild.
Yeah, I guess maybe they're thinking this is a way to shake things up.
I don't know, but it doesn't seem fair to the town that's or the team, the other team, unless they split the money because they get, you know, all the people coming in and stuff like that. So that,
if I'm the concessions people in Boston, I'm like, well, why don't we get to work? You know,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's. I've never heard of that before, so I don't know what they're doing.
Like, if they did that in the NBA, you know, the NBA would, you know, there'd be a huge cut in a lot of their profits. Because, the NBA, I think, has the highest concession rate of, I'm not sure if it's still the case, but it used to have the highest concession rate. Like, the people who went to those games spent the most money on concessions.
Really?
I guess, yeah. So... It's probably gotten overtaken by the NFL. I mean, this was a number I was dealing with when I was covering the Celtics back in the day, so I haven't done that in a long time. I would guess the NFL has probably taken it over, yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot more.
I also think the NBA had the highest concession rate at that time because they had the highest prices in comparison to other things. And then baseball overtook that. I know that when it came to the highest prices for a while.
Yeah. All right. I'm sure there'll be some more questions on that coming up soon.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Maybe somebody out there knows why they're doing it. They can call in.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. You too.
508-996-0500. Harry in New Bedford says, it stinks for Yankees fans that live in Massachusetts. Sure, you can go to Fenway, but it's not the environment of your team playing at home. Right. I mean, if I was a Yankee fan, I would say I'd love to go down to Yankee Stadium and catch a game. Like, that would be, you know, the ultimate. But I also think, too, you know, you do have to have the... So, like, think about this. That is severely, severely going to limit the amount of Red Sox fans that are in attendance at that game. Yes, I'm sure there are some Red Sox fans that live in Connecticut, and, of course, Connecticut. but also New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. I'm sure there are Red Sox fans that live there and will buy tickets and go to the game. But it's going to be such a minority compared to how many Yankee fans are going to be in attendance that it actually Listen, I think it's overplayed how much the crowd matters to the athletes on the field. I think a lot of times when they tell you, oh, the crowd was the sixth man, that would be one thing. You know, like, it certainly is nice, but I don't think it makes a difference. You know, they talk about how in football the crowd gets so loud that the visiting team, you know, can't call the correct play. I think all that's kind of overblown, all right? They've got ways around all of that. I don't think, you know, if you are a professional athlete at that level, you can block out the noise and you don't really need the crowd on your side to be able to succeed. Like, really, does an NFL team really need the crowd cheering them on to be able to win a game when 8 of the games that they play, the crowd is against them? So, come on. So I think that part is overblown. However, it still creates a better fan experience to have all sides there, to have fans of both sides. So hang on 1 second. I left my phone on the other side of the room. So my brother, who is a big baseball fan, says the wild card is designed so that the home team has 100% of the advantage. That's why it's a 3-game series at home, because it's an added round. Yeah, but still. Still, and that's why they're doing this? This is asinine. Asinine to say that you can keep people from buying tickets based on where they live. Because even if this is designed to give the home field advantage even greater to the home team, Yankee fans from Massachusetts can't buy those tickets. Terrible. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We will be right back.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad.
Wake up! Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
Welcome back in. We're going to keep the good times rolling. Coming up in a few moments, we're going to get the news from Mike Roberts. And on the other side of that, we will have today's edition of the Gen X Files, your daily look at pop culture of the 80s and 90s and a little bit beyond. We're going to go a little bit further back than that today because it is stuff that matters to Gen Xers. And someone said to me the other day, they said, you know, I love when you do the Gen X Files, but you know, sometimes I hear you talking about like 1950s, 1960s. It's like, well, of course, because those things mattered to us. So if, you know, a show debuted in 1955, but we were still watching it in 1985 growing up, then it matters. You know, I would say Bozo would be something that Gen X can claim as their own. Mr. Rogers, you know, shows that started even earlier than maybe we were even born, but it's still mattered to us. So that's why we cover that and more. But right now, let's go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
The governor of California approving deployment of emergency resources, a suspect charged in a North Carolina shooting, and the safest state for dating.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The National Guard is expected to arrive in Memphis sometime this week. Agents from over a dozen federal agencies will be in town to help local law enforcement fight crime. The deployment will be a phased approach, according to Republican Governor Bill Lee. Some agencies will be arriving as soon as today. Memphis Mayor Paul Young says he hopes the deployment will help with the ongoing crime-fighting efforts. Governor Newsom has approved the deployment of emergency services as weather patterns hit California.
Essential firefighting resources will be sent to Nevada County to address critical fire weather concerns and red flag warnings. Additional resources will also be sent to San Bernardino County to prepare for heavy rain that could cause mudslides in areas affected by recent fires. The National Weather Service has issued flood watches for parts of Southern California, including San Bernardino, Riverside, and San Diego counties. I'm Dina Kodiak.
The suspect in a fatal shooting at a North Carolina waterfront bar is being held without bail. 40-year-old Nigel Edge made his first court appearance yesterday. He's been charged with murder and attempted murder for allegedly opening fire on the bar in Southport from a boat. Three people were killed, eight others wounded. Police are describing the attack as highly premeditated. Community advisory boards in New York City are saying no to a Coney Island casino, but yes to a casino in the Bronx.
Did it vote? The application has been approved.
The vote was 5-1 on Monday. Bally's bid for the $4 billion casino on the site of the former Trump Lynx golf course in Pelham Bay. The state makes the final decision later this year. As many as three downstate casinos could be built. Other applications moving forward are Resorts World Casino at Aqueduct and MGM's Empire City bid in Yonkers. Mets owner Steve Cohen also has a bid for a casino near Citi Field. That's going before a Queens community board tonight. Some USPS services will cost more this holiday season. Price hikes for Priority Mail, Priority Mail Express, Parcel Select, and UPS Ground Advantage services will take effect on Sunday. The increases will range from 40 cents to $7. The sheriff, who led an Amber Alert search for a missing teenager last week, now says the boy faked his disappearance and could face consequences.
According to Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods, 17-year-old Caden Spate bought a bicycle and camping gear before texting his parents claiming he was shot Thursday, then shot himself with his own gun before letting himself be found the next day. Detectives are still investigating, but not with an interview.
His parents refused to allow my detectives to speak with him.
Woods says the teenager could face criminal charges and he may seek reimbursement for search costs.
I can tell you those items are not off the table at this point.
I'm Gordon Bird.
YouTube is agreeing to pay millions of dollars to settle a lawsuit brought by President Trump. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Google-owned company will pay $24.5 million related to the suspension of Trump's account after the January 6th Capitol riot. The settlement makes YouTube the final big tech company to settle the trio of lawsuits Trump brought against social media platforms after leaving the White House. Meta agreed to pay $25 million in January. X paid $10 million. This year's Thanksgiving turkey may be a little bit more expensive. The Iowa Department of Agriculture says turkeys with the bird flu in the Minnesota area also could bring the disease to turkey farms in other states as they migrate this fall. The H5N1 bird flu making the rounds in the Midwest after first showing up 3 years ago. Since an outbreak of the bird flu 10 years ago, the state says Iowa turkey farmers have taken steps to limit their flocks' contact with external birds. You're in luck if you're single and visit Vermont.
The website Privacy Journal says it's the safest state in the country for online dating. The site considered the number of reported romance scams, ID theft, fraud, sex offenders, and STD reports per 1,000 population. Maine, New Hampshire, Iowa, and Kentucky took the next four spots. As for the most dangerous states to online date in, they were named as Nevada, Alaska, and Georgia in that order. I'm Chris Caraggio.
WBSM Sports.
MLB playoffs, Sox and Yankees wild card race tonight at 6:08.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Mostly cloudy today, 75. Staying cloudy tonight, 51. Partly sunny tomorrow. Much cooler though, only 61. Into the 40s at night.
Wednesday and Thursday. 60 for your high on Thursday with partial sun, and up to 67 for Friday with a few clouds. Weekend so far looking very nice, mid-70s with sun. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News.
This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, it is time. Let's do it.
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays. Actress Angie Dickinson is celebrating her 94th birthday today. Singer Johnny Mathis is 90 years old. Barry Williams, who played Greg Brady on The Brady Bunch, turned 71. The Nanny star Fran Drescher is 68. Eric Stoltz, who starred in Mask with Cher and was originally supposed to play Marty McFly. Well, actually, it was going to be Michael J. Fox. He can get out. Then they got Eric Stoltz. And then he is 64 today. Actress and model Monica Bellucci turned 61. Trey Anastasio of the band Fish is also 61. Actor Tony Hale, who is the star of Veep and Arrested Development, he's 55. Jenna Elfman, known for Dharma and Greg in the 90s, is 54. And Lacey Charbet of Party of Five turns 43 today. See, I told you we're going to be going a little bit further back today, all the way back to the Stone Age. On September 29th, 1960, the Flintstones debuted on ABC during primetime, becoming the first primetime television cartoon. In 1975, the Muhammad Ali versus Joe Frazier title fight from the Philippines, known as the Thrilla in Manila, was sent via satellite to the United States and shown on HBO. In 1984, Murder, She Wrote debuted on CBS. A year later, September 30th, 1985, MacGyver debuted on ABC. On this date in 1993, Kate Pearson from the B-52s was charged with criminal mischief and trespassing during an anti-fur protest in New York City at Vogue's offices. And she'll be in town on Thursday with the B-52s and Devo. And a lot of our winners will be there for that show. In 1995, Mariah Carey made chart history when she began an 8-week run atop the Billboard Hot 100 with Fantasy, making her the first female act to debut at the chart's number one spot. The enduring track, which heavily samples from the Tom Tom Club's 1981 song Genius of Love, marked the singer's 9th number one U.S. hit and became a top 10 hit around the globe. On September 30th, 1999, Lady in Red singer Krista Berg's website was closed down after countless obscene messages were posted on the guest book. One message consisted entirely of 2 4-letter words repeated 3,500 times. What can I say? I had just gotten the internet at home and I was bored. September 30th, 2003, Windows XP Media Center Edition 2004 was released, and some of you are still running it today. It's time to upgrade. And in 2006, Justin Timberlake's second solo album, Future Sex Love Sounds, topped the U.S. album charts. Prior to its release, it also became the most pre-ordered album on iTunes in the history of the service. Remember when iTunes was a thing? That's the Gen X Files for September 30th, 2025. All right. 508-996-0500. I had said the wrong date there for the Flintstones, but it is September 30th. 2025. I don't update the dates correctly on this. Plus, last night when I was putting this all together, I didn't even know what day it was anymore. It was a long day yesterday. So, we were talking earlier about this the story that apparently the I'm trying to think of the right word, selectivity, I guess we'll say, of Ticketmaster and who can buy tickets to the Red Sox Yankees wild card series. And you know what? When I get a chance, I'm going to look at some of the other locations for some of these games and see if this is in effect at all of the home stadiums. Because what do you do if, I mean, Yankee fans are all over the country. There are people who are like, you know what? I really want to go to a Yankee game in Yankee Stadium. I know as they get deeper into the playoffs, it's going to get harder and more expensive to get a ticket. Let me go get one of those wild card tickets against the Red Sox. And then they say, well, but I live in Iowa. I can't get one, but I'm a Yankee fan. Or, you know, Yankee fans in Massachusetts that are used to driving down for playoff games. It just seems weird to me. And I haven't heard a good reason for it yet, but maybe you know. 508-996-0500. Harry says, regarding the comment about the team having home field advantage for the wild card, it could be done like playoffs where two of the three games are at New York, but still doesn't negate the fact no one outside New York, New Jersey, and other areas are only able to purchase tickets. I agree. Even if you know, the NBA used to have these five-game first-round series instead of going seven games for every series. So shortened series are not, you know, unheard of. Having, obviously you want to have a home field advantage, right? That's why you try. That's why you try to win. You want to have more games at home. You want that deciding game to be on your home court, on your home field. But I just don't, get the limiting who can buy tickets. It just seems, I don't know, how is it even legal? I mean, I guess with all these pre-sales, like I was saying before, with all these pre-sales and, you know, only Citi card holders and only Visa card holders and only the, like we've created an environment where we say that that's okay, that people can get shut out of seats. And I guess in the end, you know, who owns the venue? Who owns the ticket service? Don't they have the right to decide who they want to have as their customers? I don't know. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here, though. We'll be back in a few moments.
Did you know that when you make time to do three simple things each day with your children, talking, reading, and singing, you're helping to shape and strengthen their brains for the years to come? I love to look at the pictures in a book and notice little details about the characters. I pause along the way to ask my child to wonder about how they might feel. When you ask open-ended questions like, what do you notice? Or what do you think will happen next? You're inviting them to be curious. All these rich conversations help develop both their vocabularies and their thinking skills. And it's a great way for you and your child to bond and discover the world together. As a father, helping my child is the most important thing to me. Each of us has the power to create a strong start for our children by talking, reading, and singing with them from the moment they're born, and help them to enter school ready to learn and succeed in life. Visit talkingisteaching.org for free tips, resources, and ideas on how to transform everyday moments into magical moments for learning.
Young people are leaving foster care at the age of 18 with little support and few skills. The National Fund for Foster Children partners with individuals, businesses, churches, and civic groups to provide mentorship, training, and assistance to foster children. Teach a young person a new skill or help them with homework. You don't need to be a foster parent to help a foster child. To find out how you can help, go to fosterchildrenfund.org or contact us on Facebook, National Fund for Foster Children.
If you're caring for one of the 16 million Americans living with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, you probably have many questions. COPD makes it harder to breathe and worsens over time. As a caregiver, you may juggle many roles. Being connected to the right resources can help. That's why the Learn More, Breathe Better program and Respiratory Health Association created the COPD Caregivers Toolkit. This free toolkit will help you better understand the disease, prepare for doctor's appointments, navigate home life changes, help after a COPD flare-up, and stay mentally and physically healthy through it all. Help your loved one live better with COPD. Visit nhlbi.nih.gov/COPD-caregivers.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
Back to life, back to reality, back to life.
right, welcome back in. That is Soul to Soul. And how about Solar to Solar? All right, maybe that's a stretch, but you could be stretching your dollars by calling Isaacson Solar and paying less for your electricity and actually getting to the point where you're getting paid by the electric company for the energy that you're generating. How does this all work? Well, just go to isaacsonsolar.com and find out. You can set up an appointment for them to come out and sit down with you at your home, take a look at your property, tell you if you're a good fit for solar, explain it all to you, and then if you are a good fit for solar, they're going to give you a free, no obligation quote, and you might decide it's right for you. You might decide, maybe I'm going to sit on this and think about it a little bit. Whatever you need to do that's right for you and your family. However, I will say, keep in mind, those tax credits that you get for going solar, they expire at the end of this year. So that may play a role in helping you make your decision. Not to say that you're under the gun, because we want you to make the right choice for you, but Isaacson Solar can explain it all to you. So just reach out to them, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. So during the break, I'm doing a million things at once, but I went and checked a couple of different playoff wildcard series, both the which ones did I check here? Oh, let me open up the window. I checked the Padres and Cubs and the Reds and Dodgers. Neither of those series say anything about having to live in a certain geographic area to buy tickets. And I'll keep checking some other ones as well. But only the Red Sox Yankees have a rule listed that I can see that says you have to live in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut or Pennsylvania in order to buy tickets to go to that game. Absolutely insane. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Tim, you amaze me. Either you're playing possum or your air travel yesterday tells you has like jet lag. It's simple. They're doing crowd control for their fan population. They want fan dominance being more way like 90% Yankees fans than any Red Sox fans.
But they shouldn't do that.
Yeah,
that shouldn't be allowed. There should be a rule against it. How can you selectively say we're not going to let people from this area code buy tickets to a game?
That actually happened.
I'm sorry, I think we lost you there. Still there, Phil? I think we lost you. Hello. All right, try and call back. I mean, you're also shutting out Yankee fans that live in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. You're also shutting out Yankee fans that live in Delaware. So I don't know that that's necessarily the best idea. I don't think that's good business. And I'm sure there are Yankee fans here in Massachusetts that planned on buying tickets to that series, especially knowing that, you know, they might have some Red Sox friends that would go down with them for the games and say, you know, listen, we both root for two different teams, but we can have a fun road trip together and go down and have a good time. One of us is going to leave happy. One of us is going to leave upset, but whatever, you know, we'll still be friends. So I don't know why they would do this. It's not good business. A sporting venue has never been in the business of trying to have the fans be only one side before. Yes, they definitely want, you know, their fans to make the most noise and bang the thunder sticks and all that kind of stuff, but I've never seen them actively try to keep out another fan base before. And in fact, it kind of is like a little bit of an organic thing where there might be groups of people who, let's just say we'll use Red Sox Yankees. There might be a group of people who are Red Sox fans that are on a message board or a Facebook group or something. And they all say, all right, well, we're all going to buy tickets in the same area. And then they have like a little fan section. In the TD Garden Arena, it was always, you know, you bought, if you were a fan of the opposing team, you bought tickets in the section behind the opposing team's bench. So if they were playing, you know, the Philadelphia 76ers, behind the 76ers bench, you would see all the Philly fans. Whether they came from Philly or whether they were, you know, local people that just happened to be Sixers fans, that's the way they did it. You know, and it wasn't always the case, but that would be where you would have the highest concentration of them. You know, not every person that was a Sixers fan that wanted to come to the game could afford those seats. So I just don't understand why you would try to manage this and not have it happen organically. I would be furious if I had planned on driving down there for one of these games or taking a train, which, again, you know, that's always been the part of the reason why this Red Sox-Yankees rivalry has been so great, is because the teams are relatively close together and people will travel back and forth. Anyway, I got one more break I got to get in here. Phil, if you can hear me, you can call back, but I got to get this break in. We will be right back. Welcome back in. That is the New Radicals. You get what you give, and you get what you give when you go out and you vote, too. And Mattapoisett Town Meeting will be taking place this coming Saturday, October 4th at 1 p.m. at the Old Rochester High School gym. And among the issues, voters will decide whether to expand or keep the select board at 3 members. Paul Crisculo is encouraging residents to vote yes to keep the select board at 3, pointing to Mattapoisett's AAA bond rating, low tax increases, and history of sound financial management under the current system. Remember, Mattapoisett, your voice matters on Saturday, October 4th at 1 p.m. at ORR's gym. This message brought to you by Paul Crisculo. So, and a variety of other issues that will be discussed as well. So don't forget that. All right, we are going to be taking a break for the news coming up. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more with you. I did check the another series here, the Tigers and Guardians in Cleveland. That doesn't have any restrictions on where you can buy tickets from. So, you know who this is really going to benefit is those third-party ticket resellers, because they're going to have New York addresses, New Jersey addresses, wherever else, and they're going to be able to buy up those tickets and then try to sell them at a premium to Red Sox fans and Yankee fans that live in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. So now that means you're going to have to pay even more than what you would have paid if you just got them directly from Ticketmaster. Ah, I don't like it. There's something fishy going on here. And so we can talk more about that. Plus, we can talk more about the first Cape Air flight. Again, you can check out the photos and videos that we posted at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. You can see exactly what the...